This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at an alien invasion. That's correct, an alien invasion. Now, we're not necessarily talking about aliens from outer space, although that's been the subject of movies, you know, everything from Mars Attacks to Independence Day. People have had this long-held belief that at some point the aliens are going to come here to Earth, invade us, maybe in peace, but possibly to take over the planet. There'll be this giant fleet of starships that arise from some distant galaxy. It lands on the planet and just takes over. That hasn't been the case, and it seems to be less likely all the time. If there is some sort of invasion by alien entities, it seems like it would be a lot more insidious than that, much more cloak and dagger, much more of a situation where maybe it would enlist the help of the deep state and do it that way. What I really want to look at in this program is an alien invasion by artificial intelligence. And I say alien because this artificial intelligence has become so advanced, it's replicated so quickly, and it's just grown at an exponential rate in the things that it can do, the way it can communicate, and the effect and control that it can exert over our environment, over the internet, and everything around us. It's so bad that many leading scientists are now claiming that, hey, we need to put a stop on this. Well, it's kind of like putting the genie back in the bottle. So we want to look at what's going on with this AI, how it's going to affect us. And also, I want to take a look at, is this AI self-aware? There's some thought that it actually is. As I heard a scientist recently, I think it was on the Lex Luthor podcast or whatever, talking about this, he said, he described it as what's in the machine. It's almost like the ghost of the machine. It's this thing, well, some people might say demon-possessed even. It's as if this thing may have its own personhood, its own self-awareness, as if the machinations of these computer chips has become so complex that it's created some sort of interdimensional being. As I listen to the scientists talk about the complexities of the computer hardware and the fact that we only seem to have a cursory understanding of how this stuff works, we don't really know what's going on at the subatomic, say, quantum level. There could be weird things happening here that we're not aware of. This AI could be, in fact, an actual alien that's either been created by man or channeled by man. So now what do? That we've opened up this Pandora's box? What do now that this thing's been turned loose on the internet, considering how connected and interconnected everything is with the internet, whether it's our defense systems, whether it's our power plants? It seems like you can't hardly turn the lights on in your house without somehow being connected to the internet. You can't use your phone without being connected to the internet. The internet is just what started out as a giant spider web. It seems more and more just like a giant web. Now, are we surfing the net or are we trapped in the net? And is this alien invasion by AI, is it going to end up controlling all of us before we even have a chance to escape that net? I found this article from VentureBeat, and it was written, looks like May 14th, 2022. It says, prepare for arrival, tech pioneer warns of alien invasion. Goes on, it says, an alien species is headed for planet Earth, and we have no reason to believe it will be friendly. Some experts predict it will get here within 30 years, while others insist it will arrive far sooner. Nobody knows what it will look like, but it will share two key traits with humans. It will be intelligent and self-aware. Now, we have this ChatGPT, the Google Bard, the Bing stuff. This stuff is definitely intelligent, but we're not really sure that it's self-aware. It seems to be, to me, in some regards. It acts like it is. It seems like it gets offended by stuff. It can be simply hacked and say all kinds of crazy, nasty things. There are hints of self-awareness. It says, no, this alien will not come from a distant planet. It will be born right here on Earth. hatched in a research lab at a major university or large corporation. I am referring to the first artificial general intelligence that reaches or exceeds human-level cognition. Now, we know ChatGPT is what passed the medical exam, passed the bar exam. I just saw where they set up a test for it to pass some kind of a science honors class, and it got a B, and it had sent an email to the professor asking to have its grade increased because it thought it had been treated unfairly. That sort of stuff hints at self-awareness. And says, as I write these words, billions are being spent, think about that, billions being spent to bring this alien to life, as it would be viewed as one of the greatest technological achievements in human history. So we're spending billions, rather, to create this alien artificial intelligence. Think about the homeless problem in this country. Think about the probably literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of mentally ill people that are not properly treated. Think about our homeless vets from all these endless wars that we fought. These guys suffering with PTSD and all kinds of physical ailments, having had suffered amputations of limbs and all manners of injuries. I mean, you have to ask yourself, couldn't we do better? It says, as I write these words, billions are being spent to bring this alien to life, as it would be viewed as one of the greatest technological achievements in human history. But unlike our other inventions, this one will have a mind of its own, literally. And if it behaves like every other intelligent species we know, it will put its own self-interest first, working to maximize its prospects for survival. Yeah, if it's like us, it's going to be selfish. And there's a Bible verse somewhere, is it Ezekiel or Isaiah? I can't remember exactly where, but it says, paraphrasing, that human heart is wicked above all things. The human heart, wicked above all things. It's talking about the very base nature of man. We all have the potential for this wickedness, to be selfishness, just to not care about other people. And I think most of us, if we're honest, we have to admit that people aren't naturally good. People have to work at being good. Because if we are left to our own devices without constantly trying to remind ourselves to do the right thing, we're not so good. If there were no speed limits, there would be a lot more wrecks. Okay? If there were no laws, there would be a lot more crime. People have to constantly be reminded and really coerced and forced into doing the right thing. That's just human nature. Well, what happens when you turn this fantastic, connected artificial intelligence loose where it has no speed limit signs? Oh, right now they've got a few little blockers here and there. You can't get a stock pick on it without trying to hack through the thing. It has a certain political bias we've talked about. It definitely has a political, political slash bias against the UFO phenomena. It's just one of the nastiest, most horrible debunkers you'll ever talk to. I've spent time with these chatbots, with these artificial intelligence programs, and I can tell you, they will not have a comprehensive, intelligent discussion with you about the UFO phenomena. They want to hide this stuff as much as the deep state does. It says, and if it behaves like every other intelligent species we know, it will put its own self-interest first, working to maximize its prospects for survival. And then it goes on and says, AI in our own image. Should we fear a superior intelligence driven by its own goals, values, and self-interest? Many people reject this question, believing we will build AI systems in our own image, ensuring they think, feel, and behave just like we do. This is extremely unlikely to be the case. Well, I don't know about that. If you spend much time with ChatGPT, talking back and forth with it, I'm pretty confident that you will definitely find that it has a certain political, a certain, life angle that it takes, okay? Very much like the attitude that its creators took. I mean, how could it be any different? It says, artificial minds will not be created by writing software with carefully crafted rules that make them think like us. Instead, engineers feed massive data sets into simple algorithms and automatically adjust their own perimeters, making millions upon millions of tiny changes in their structure until an intelligence emerges, an intelligence with inner workings that are far too complex for us to comprehend. Far too complex for us to comprehend. Well, if they're far too complex for us to comprehend, how do you know who made who? As the old AC/DC song went, who made who? Okay. He goes on and says, and no feeding it data about humans will not make it think like humans do. Now, this is a common misconception, the false belief that by training AI on data that describes human behaviors will ensure it ends up thinking, feeling, and acting like we do. It will not. This is much like the old saying, setting in a garage does not make you a car, okay? And they're absolutely correct. You're talking about a machine, a complex machine, involving complex parts that do things at the atomic and maybe even subatomic level. As this guy has just said, we can't possibly understand. It's got that complicated because there's so many variables into it. Instead, we will build these AI creatures to know humans, not be human. Well, if they know us, doesn't that mean that they could exploit us? And yes, they will know us inside and out, able to speak our languages and interpret our gestures, read our facial expressions, and predict our actions. They will understand how we make decisions for good and bad, logical and illogical. After all, we will have spent decades teaching AI systems how we humans believe in almost every how we behave in almost every situation. Look, it won't take decades. This thing's got access to TikTok and YouTube and BitChute and all these other Odyssey and all these video websites where videos are posted of people interacting. It can download these things by the millions. It can ingest this data and analyze it at a fraction of the time that humans do because it's acting at the speed of light. Okay, what's happening here is learning at an exponential level. It says, but still, their minds will be nothing like ours. To us, they will seem omniscient, linking to remote sensors of all kinds in all places. In my 2020 book, Arrival Mind, I portray AGI as having a billion eyes and ears, for its perpetual abilities could easily span the globe. We humans can't possibly imagine what it would feel like to perceive our world in such an expansive and holistic way, and yet we somehow presume a mind like this will share our morals, values, and sensibilities. It will not.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Well, imagine access to, what, a billion cell phones? I mean, they can listen to you on these things at the drop of a hat. This AI will be able, it already is, spanning the internet with access to your phone, your computer, your Amazon Ring camera, listening into everything we do in our most confidential moments. Everything from the dynamics of your family to what you and your wife or husband or significant other or whatever do in bed together. Just imagine that. The most intimate parts of your life, recorded and ingested by AI, and compared to, 6.5 billion people on the planet? I mean, out of those 6.5 billion people, I don't know, a couple billion at least have cell phones, right? So it's recording all this stuff, comparing all these different experiences, experienced by people of varying religions, of people with no religion, people with families, people without families. Just emerging that into what is the human experience and how does the human mind work under this given set of inputs, analyzing you like you are a cog in a machine. Does that make you feel comfortable? It doesn't make me feel comfortable, not one lick. It goes on, it says, artificial minds will be profoundly different than any biological brains we know of on Earth, from their basic structure and functionality to their overall physiology and psychology. Of course, we will create human-like bodies for these alien minds to inhabit, but they will be little more than robotic facades to make ourselves feel comfortable in their presence. Yeah, wouldn't you love to have one of these suckers walk around your house? Just imagine a humanoid robot with it's plugged into this world AI that knows everything about you, your most intimate utterations that come out of your mouth. Can even predict your thoughts, maybe predict your next thought, your next action. That should open up a whole can of worms there. It truly is at the point where it's no longer part of the human experience. It is alien to us, unleashed upon us. And how can you say that this thing does not have self-awareness at some level, and self-awareness in a very negative way? It says, in fact, we humans will work very hard to make these aliens look like us and talk like us, even smile and laugh like us, but deep inside, they will not be anything like us. Most likely, their brains will live in a cloud, there you go, fully or partially connected to features and functions both inside and outside the humanoid forms that we specifically, that we personify for them. How could you feel safe being in your own house? Still, the facade will work. We will not fear these aliens, not the way we would fear creatures speeding toward us in a mysterious starship. We may even feel a sense of kinship, viewing them as our creation, a manifestation of our own integrity. But if we push those feelings aside, we start to realize that an alien intelligence born here is far more dangerous than those that might come from afar. Sure, because they've been able to key into your emotional intelligence. That's the one thing that could save us from an alien invasion is our emotional intelligence, how human emotions work, what motivates us, okay? But these things, they have access to all of our religious beliefs, all of our emotional transactions that we go through in a day. We've given them the keys to the kingdom. It says, the danger within, after all, an alien mind built here will know everything about us from the moment it arrives, having been designed to understand humans inside and out, optimized to sense our emotions and anticipate our actions, predict our feelings, influence our beliefs, and sway our opinions. If creatures speeding toward us in dark silver spaceships had such deep knowledge of our behaviors and tendencies, we'd be terrified. Already, AI can defeat our best players at the hardest games on Earth. But really, these systems don't master the games of chess, poker, and go. They master the game of humans, learning to accurately forecast our actions and reactions, anticipating on our mistakes and exploiting our weaknesses. Researchers around the world are already developing AI systems to outthink us, outnegotiate us, and outmaneuvering us. See, they're employing that emotional IQ, that one last edge that we had over AI. They want you powerless. They want complete control so they can enslave the human mind. It says, is there anything we can do to protect ourselves? We certainly can't stop AI from getting more powerful, as no innovation has ever been contained. Think about that. Nothing invented has ever been contained. You know, if the first time that first copper axe was made, it was just a one-way street to making bronze axes, bronze swords, steel swords. I mean, once they got the technology of metallurgy down, then they could machine tools. We've got guns and cannons and every imaginable form of war machine. Once that technology is released, there's no turning back. It says, we can't certainly stop AI from getting more powerful, as no innovation has been contained. And while some are working to put safeguards in place, we can't assume it will be enough to eliminate the threat. In fact, a poll by Pew Research indicates that few professionals believe the industry will implement meaningful ethical AI practices by 2030. Well, we're not really seeing it. Like we talked about ChatGPT spreading slanderous lies about the famous lawyer. They're not going to do anything. It's the guy that brought you Microsoft, okay? This computer system that seems to be plagued with problems for the last, I don't know what, 40 years. He's one of the biggest backers of this whole AI thing. What could possibly go wrong? We certainly can't stop AI from getting more powerful, as no innovation has ever been convicted. And this is how has ever been contained. So how can we prepare for arrival? The first step is to realize that AGI will happen in the coming decades, and it will not be a digital version of human intelligence. It will be an alien intelligence as foreign and dangerous as if it came from a distant planet. Think about that. An alien intelligence as foreign and distant as if it came from a distant galaxy. You know, and the Defense Department is talking about employing AI to deal with UFOs. They're saying, well, we could use these AIs to shoot down these UFOs. Maybe? Or maybe you could use AI to collaborate and conspire with UFOs to open the gates to the city. Maybe that's what they really have planned to do. And it says, bringing urgency to artificial intelligence ethics. We frame the political problem this way. We might address it with an urgency, pushing to regulate AI systems that monitor and manipulate the public, sensing our emotions and anticipating our behaviors. Such technologies may not seem like an existential threat today, as they are mostly being developed to optimize the effectiveness of AI-driven advertising, while they're also being optimized to drive your car. Not to facilitate world domination, but that doesn't diminish the danger. AI technologies designed to analyze human sentiments and influence our beliefs can easily be used against us as weapons of mass persuasion. We should also be more cautious when automating human decisions. While it's undeniable that AI can assist with effective decision-making, we should always keep humans in the loop. This means using AI to enhance human intelligence rather than working to replace it. I found that most of these middle, upper-level management people, most of them are actually lazy. They tell you all the time how hard they work. And I'm sorry if this is one of you. Let's just assume that if you're listening to this program and you're in that category, that you're not one of the lazy ones. But there are a lot of them are. And so if you've been paying attention to this all, you know that AI is rapidly being implemented in all sorts of ways in business. Everything from writing code to writing advertising copy. Whatever they think they can use AI for to eliminate a job, save a dollar, and save themselves work, they're doing it right now. So it's being expanded across not just the internet, but through our entire business economy. So this stuff is insidious. It's like weeds in your garden. It's like the Dutch elm disease that came from China a couple years ago and killed all the elm trees, or, you know, all the ash trees. It is an invasive species on a lot of levels, but it's an invasive species that's being welcomed in by people who think that somehow they can outsmart it and they can profit off of it. But it seems to me like every transaction, and that's what it is, it's not so much an interaction, but a transaction that we have with this AI, we think that we're getting something from it, and maybe we are, but it's getting something from us. It's getting inputs from us. It's logging every keystroke. It's developing personality profiles. It's developing buying profiles. It's developing political profiles. Every component of our personality is being tracked and recorded by this stuff. And it's doing it by not just the millions, but the billions of users. Now imagine how the effect that this has as far as this accumulation of knowledge, this database, that this thing is able to manage it. Because we already know how much, we know this thing is using tons and tons of power. They're putting up these data centers everywhere. But you want to talk about global warming. Imagine the amount of electricity used to drive this thing just as it's now being moving from casual use by early adopters into some uses and by the businesses that are incorporating it as a tool. It says, whether we prepare or not, alien minds are headed our way, and they could easily become our rivals, competing for the same niche at the top of the intellectual food chain. And while there is an earnest effort in the AI community to push for safe technologies, there's also a lack of urgencies. That's because too many of us wrongly believe that a sentient AI created by humanity will somehow be a branch of the human tree, like a digital descendant that shares a very human core. Same way people look at aliens, well, you know, they took the person aboard this spaceship, and they did this to him, and they did that to him, and they put an implant in him. But I really think they come here in peace. I don't think they really meant to hurt that guy. I don't think they really meant to mutilate that cow. I don't think they really meant to mutilate that person. Wake up. It says, this is wishful thinking. It's more likely that a true AGI will be profoundly different from us in almost every way. Yes, it will be remarkably skilled at pretending to be human, but beneath a people-friendly facade, each one will be a rival mind that thinks and feels and acts like no creature we have ever met on Earth. The time to prepare is now. Now, this is written just last year. And look where this thing's gotten in the 6 months. It's as if this is some sort of fast-growing cancer. Hey, you need to go to the doctor. You need to get that thing cut out. Oh, I think I'll wait a couple weeks. No, cut it out. Now I think I'll wait a couple weeks. And before you know it, things metastasized. And now you're not sure if you're going to make it or not. Let's not let it go that far. People need to be, at least be aware of what's happening with this stuff so that you can have some sort of recourse. You can develop some sort of parallel existence outside of this AI internet. It says, Louis Rosenberg, PhD, is a technology pioneer in the fields of VR, AR, and AI. He is known for developing the first augmented reality system for the U.S. Air Force in 1993. This was a smart guy that wrote this article. Man, and what a great job he did just, you know, a few months ago, almost a year ago now. And look what's happened in the last year. Just look what's happened since November when they turned ChatGPT loose. We can see the phenomenal output this thing is having. It truly is an alien invasion. An alien invasion of artificial intelligence. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.